The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's time for week three NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Getting ready to pick some NFL games as we do the week two shakeout. Ben went 3-0.
So, Danny, I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know that I've actually decided to take my talents to Las Vegas. I am going to become a professional handicapper, and I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, 3-0
is my NFL picks. 3-0 is I feel like I'm in tune.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. And then I went 2-1. Brad went 2-1. So overall, you two are actually tied at 4-2, and I'm in last place. So
it's week two, Danny. Don't be down on yourself. Me and the professional handicapper have yet to separate ourselves from the field.
That's true. You're saying there's a chance.
Of course there is.
There's always a chance.
All right. Well, let's pick the Niner game and the Raider game. We'll go with the Niners first. They're playing in New York on the same field where they had 7 funerals in New Jersey. The Niners taking on the New York Giants this time. Brad, what do you got?
I'm concerned about tearing an ACL or popping an Achilles while making this prediction.
Yeah, seriously.
As you guys are aware, Danny and I do a podcast about the 49ers, and we kind of talked about it this week, where at any given time, the best player on the field is probably Kyle Shanahan in almost all situations. I think he's going to have the Niners prepared for this game. I think the Giants are bad. Daniel Jones might give them a little bit of trouble because he's just mobile enough to make some things happen, but it's going to be the Jerick McKinnon show. You'll see Jeff Wilson Jr. I don't know if they're going to put Jamichael Hasty out there or not, but I would imagine you're going to see a lot of rotation. At the time that we're doing it, I don't know, is Garoppolo going to play? I haven't heard that at all.
Shanahan said that he'd be surprised.
Okay, so he's not going to play, that means.
Right.
And yeah. But I don't think it matters. I think the Giants are just bad enough. I think the Niners are just angry enough with the way the field happens. I think the game is close. Like, look at like 20-18 or something like that, 20-17. I don't see the Niners rolling like they did against the Jets. But I think the Niners are going to win this game.
Well, I made a list of all the players that were injured for the Niners. But if I read that list, our whole segment would be over. We don't have time. And that's amazing. The Giants had Saquon Barkley in effect. I would probably lean towards the Giants, but without him, they really have a faceless offense, and their defense is decent, but I just don't think it's going to be enough. And I think that Kyle Shanahan is smart enough. He will.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same page. We don't want Garoppolo to play in this game. We don't want George Kittle to come back in this game. We need all those guys to rest another week at least, and they right. can still beat the New York Giants with Scheme and Nick Mullins and Jerick McKinnon. So I think that's
old Nerf ball Nick. He's going to make it happen.
He only needs to win a couple games, or maybe one. I don't know. We'll see. The Raiders, who are 2-0, and they had a huge win at home last week in Vegas on Monday Night Football against the Saints. That was big. They're now going to Foxborough. They're going to play the Patriots. Big challenge in front of them.
Yeah, you know, as much as pumped as my children were that night, A, because I let them stay up past their bedtime, B, because the Raiders won, they played a very good game. And I think it was a combination of the Raiders playing well and the Saints playing horribly. We all know the penalties killed the Saints and Darren Waller. That he created so many mismatches, it was unbelievable. This is going to be a big test because now you're going into Foxborough, and luckily there's no crowd. There's a lot of question marks, and we all know Cam Newton loves to call his number. I just don't know if the defensive line can hold him. He's very mobile, so this is really going to be a true test. You got to go with the hot hand, even though the Patriots are favored by 6. I'm still going to go with my team. I still think that the defense will step up. Crosby became more of a factor in this game, and I really think he's going to be a big factor in the Patriot game as well.
They made the Saints look bad. I mean, the Saints, Ben, you said it, the Saints shot themselves in the foot a lot in that game, but Raider teams of the past would not have taken advantage. Derek Carr does not play well against Bill Belichick defenses. He just doesn't. I think Cam Newton is more mobile. He's going to look to run the ball more. That neutralizes what's going on with Crosby and some of the success that they had. And I think that Belichick is such a good game planner. I think it's going to be really, really tough but you just watch a game like Monday night and you can't help but think the Raiders got a little something going right now. So even though it's a six, they're 6-point dogs, even though my head says no, my gut says yes, I'm going with the Raiders.
Yeah. you know what? Let's make it a clean sweep for the Raiders. I'm a believer.
Nice.
I'm a believer. I think I still don't know what the Patriots are. I know they're the Patriots, but that doesn't mean what it used to mean. And we didn't know what the Raiders were, and now we're seeing the Raiders be winners and come through. And that offense, I mean, this is the first time in years that they put up 30-plus points in consecutive games, two consecutive games. Clean sweep for the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, we'll do the wild card games coming up next.